This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Thursday, 2nd of May. And surprise, surprise, the fakers are back on again. Yes, James Argent have confirmed that he and Gemma are really deeply in love. It's pathetic, isn't it, really? Two old people now who are just dragging out torturously some feeble existence. Apparently, they love each other too much to be apart. It's true love. No, it wasn't. He was having sex with Lydia Dim for God knows how long. And Gemma Collins and him were having sex when they weren't even together. It's a bit pathetic. It's a bit sad and a bit tragic. Arch, who doesn't have a job, and Gemma, who doesn't really have a job either. And so we couldn't really care less about them. I didn't think it would be this fast. But as I say, apparently they met up in secret. They only told their agent. And then luckily the agent released it to the media. So we can all go, oh, isn't that lovely? It's real true love. Well, of course, the sad amongst you will probably believe that it really is true love, as opposed to it's a fake relationship with added bonuses. The added bonus, a giant wardrobe like Arj is going to fall on top of you. Daniela Armstrong has lost 21 pounds in 3 months. Oh, she must be having a DVD out, surely. And she's been filming, apparently, a show. Towie, you won't know who she is. And she says, I'd eat crisps and Maltesers. It's a horrible combination, whichever way you look at it. And speaking to New Magazine, because obviously she'll only do it for, you know, I'll speak to New Magazine, yeah, because I lost a lot of weight. I went from, you know, a size 8 to 12 during the Towie stint, and I lost 21 pounds after Towie. And so a TV appearance made her realise she wanted to lose the weight. You don't have any talent, darling. You don't actually have a career. It's just, and you're another one of these poor people. You're a little bit like Chloe Sims. Chloe is, I mean, they're saying she's 36. She's got to be 45 if she's a day. She's been around for donkey's years. And Dan Edgar, they're spotted kissing amid claims he's still sleeping with Amber Turner. Hilarious. Hilarious. I mean, of course he is. Well, we're saying that. And then Daniela Westbrook. Here we go, yet again. Round, what is it, 360 in rehab, out of rehab. Cocaine up your nose, cocaine not up your nose. Having this done, having that done. So now apparently she's reaping the benefits. How many times have we heard this? You know, I mean, all right, let's give her the benefit of the doubt and go, she won't lapse again. What she needs to do is get off her fat bum and get out there and get a job. Because at the moment, the job is, I'll be appearing on TV shows talking about, you know, how great it's been and how, you know, it's a new me. And then she obviously hasn't got any money because she had to thank the people who coloured her hair. She had to thank the people basically for everything. And they go, it's a new her. They laughingly still call her an actress. Nobody's going to be employing her anytime soon. And she only went to the Bedfordshire Clinic because Jeremy Kyle arranged it. She wasn't intelligent enough to do it by herself. And so they say it's a battle with cocaine. Nobody forced her. She was doing it donkeys years ago. And they say she looked fresh-faced, healthy and happy. Difficult to tell with her face whether she's healthy and happy. But she says, I wanted to say thank you for never giving up on me. It is living in some cloud cuckoo land. I don't know what world she's inhabiting, but I bet you anything, it'll go back wrong again. It always does. It always does. These people, because they don't have the backup, do they? All their friends go, yeah, we really love you. And then the stupid so-called fan writes in and goes, you're looking really great. And you think, go away. You don't know anything about this. Katie Price has ruled out romps with Chris Boyson. Anyway, apparently, but she was talking the other day, she had avocado chips and an omelette, and she tweeted pictures about it, and then her spokesman went, it's not true. And you go, what would you print the pictures for then? Anyway, more lies emerging from the bride of Wildenstein, Katie Price, in that her ears, apparently behind her ears, which is where they do the facelift, they tuck it behind your ears, and it's burst, and her pillows were full of all this yellow pus and everything else. Now, you can either believe it or take it with a pinch of salt and think she's a bit thick, because she's been told on three occasions, when you come out of surgery, you can't wash your hair. I laughingly call it her hair because she's paid for it, or probably not as in her case. And so that's why you're not supposed to have a shower or anything, because it's, you know, the thing is healing. You've got to let it do. Of course, she couldn't cope with anything like that. So she had to trowel herself on. And as I say, her problem. Couldn't care less. Could not care less. Megan Barton Hansen. How much she can pay me? Shame it is. You know, that's how it is. Enjoys a night out after revealing, if you please. She had to block Wes Nelson in order to heal. Oh, God, honestly, it's so pathetic, isn't it, really? These people, they're just little snowflakes, aren't they? How they get through the day, I'll never know. Laura Anderson apparently has been on Love Island. And as I say, I'm looking at pictures of her. She's 30, so she's fairly ancient for Love Island. and she joined somebody called Hayley Hughes at a Maybelline cosmetics bash. You'd have thought it would have been classier, wouldn't you? But no, sadly, for trailer trash, who've been on Love Island, and it's the stardom. But as I say, they just look any other bimbos who've been on the island. The bimbos and the himbos, they turn up, and we have to work out who they are, because most of the time we don't know. Marnie Simpson, this is the one with the really peculiar face and body, has been celebrating in McDonald's. Oh, that's lovely, with Casey Johnson, who apparently could be her boyfriend, or I don't know, they don't look intelligent enough, do they? Scarlett Moffat is happier in herself. And she talks about her new boyfriend, who's not in the business. He's a policeman, apparently so. That's nice, isn't it? And so she discusses the pressures of life in the public eye. But Scarlett, dear, you're not in the public eye. You went off our radar ages ago. You had a little bit of a thing on the telly, and it's all finished now. All finished. Oh, there was the DVD that you ripped us off about. We all remember that one, don't we? Anyway, she's an ambassador. An ambassador for what? Virgin Media Must See Moment Award. Do you know what that is, darling? Do you have any idea? I've got no idea what it is. And so she's full of confidence about her busy year ahead, thanks to her new boyfriend. Nice, isn't it? Give it 6 months. Stacey Dooley. Blimey, she's still around. I'm surprised at that, actually. And the revelation that she's dating Kevin, who's dated just about everybody. She's just a long line of people whose notch is on his bedpost. And she paid tribute to her supportive girlfriend. She's in the Portuguese sunshine, so she's doing a cheap holiday. Tamara Eccleston treated herself to a bouncy blow dry at her hair salon. At her hair salon? Is it her hair salon? She got a... I mean, the trouble is she's as thick as a brick, as we all know. And by the way, that's not a great bouncy blow dry, darling. I mean, the hair looks fake, so I'm assuming it's all stapled on. And on top of your head, it's not bouncy at all. It's called Show Dry. This is what you can get now. You go there and somebody will blow dry your hair. You go in there wet and then they just do that. Jeremy Meeks, criminal, putting on a display with a friend in Beverly Hills after Chloe Green seen without her engagement ring. Oh, dear, honestly. It's all got a bit beige-shaped, doesn't it? But there you go. That's the trouble with crims, isn't it? Ask Fern McCann. She knows all about that. She's very well-versed. Jack Whitehall is going to host the Graham Norton show as Graham Norton steps down to do Eurovision. So why don't they just shelve the show and wait? I mean, how long's Eurovision? One night. Oh, God. So anyway, Jack Whitehall's doing it. I'd panic, Graham. He could take over, you know. He's very personable. Michelle Keegan sharing the struggle of her 5:30 start. And this is in, I don't know what it is, actually. I've got no idea. Georgie Lane in out. Oh, she won huge praise. No, she didn't. She didn't. They just went, she's filming it, and that was it. But she's going to return to the set once again, and she's overjoyed to kick off filming her role. This is the fifth season of something that nobody's ever watched. She must be the only person who's in the forces with full makeup on. It's hilarious. Perhaps she's never been anything else. Well, I mean, she did Coronation Street. Nothing since then, no. No, it's all been a bit tedious, really. Katie McGlynn has quit Coronation Street. She's the sixth major star. You see, this is the trouble. The papers build them up and go, she's a major star. She's not a major star. She played Sinead O'Connor. I mean, who's that? Never heard of her. You know, Kim Marsh is going. She thinks there's a career outside. Tristan Gemmell, Bhavna Limbachi and Connie Hyde. So now this one's going. I mean, it's just non-stop, isn't it, really? But, I mean, who cares? Nobody's as big as the soaps. We've been told that endless times. Also, the Coronation Street fan has blamed the producer, Ian McLeod, after these members of Coronation quit in 3 months. And so people write, stupid people who don't know diddly squat about anything at all. And somebody's written here, Coronation, that's what you get for having a pure disaster for your producer. What do you know? Nothing. Matthew Wright, good Lord, reveals his stalker hell. Matthew Wright, good Lord, there must be hope for everybody here. And so he's got his first child called Cassidy. And then somebody came round and turned up at his house and shouted through the letterbox. Probably the postman, dear, I should imagine. I mean, I can't think, who else shout through letterbox? I've never heard of people shouting through letterboxes. But anyway, so he's got a stalker at the age of God knows what it is. He's 53. He's also got a radio show, but apparently nobody's heard it, which is a little bit embarrassing, isn't it, really? But there you go. Seems to work for other people there. Actually, I love the thing. There was another radio station which seems to employ for about an hour a week Lizzie Condi or something. Anyway, whatever it is, biggest pile of rubbish you'll ever hear. And they're looking for somebody to go and work for 3 months there. For free. for free. As somebody said, not so much a job in radio, more exploitation. Holly Willoughby reveals she was sick live on air and her boob popped out of her top during her children's TV days. Okay. I can't cope with that one at all. And then Holly and Phil struggle to contain themselves as they're forced to clean up after some dogs. They look like French bulldogs, aren't they, whatever they call them now, which are quite sweet, but they go to toilet everywhere. Susanna Reid admits that Piers Morgan drove her to drink again after he joined Good Morning Britain, despite the presenter's 7 months of sobriety. Don't worry. Davina McCall hits back at the trolls for suggesting she has an exercise addiction. Nothing about... She argued with Janet Street Porter. Poor old ancient baggage, Janet. Janet Street Porter, 190 if she's a day. Well, Markle, that's it, isn't he? But Davina, 51, looking fantastic. Janet just looking a bit sort of bedraggled, I'm afraid. And so never accept an award, would you, Janet? Never accept an... Oh, I'll take an award. Let me brown-nose my way through the royal family. And so she had a... Janet is 72, about 78, if you ask me, over exercise routines. Asked by the panel, which featured Ruth Langsford, Brenda Edwards, Janet and Stacey Solomon, how she deals with trolls. She says, I would much rather be trolled about doing too much exercise. Janet, though, says, no, I think to you that's normal, but a lot of people watching will think 4 hours a week of exercise is a lot. What's it going to do with you, honestly? Do you think Janet Streetport was on there just to be stupid? I do get that feeling. Sometimes it's very entertaining, but most of the time it's a bit silly, really. But then she's ancient. Emma Bunton reveals that she and Jade Jones renewed the romance in their relationship by working on the latest song together. What's it called? Let's Have Sex on the Wardrobe or something like that. Is that how you rekindle a romance? Dave and Brooklyn Beckham. Dave was shooting an ad for his skincare range. Hilarious. And Brooklyn, who looks like he's been on a drug trip somewhere, he just looks like a complete wreck, was taking... Apparently Dave created this skincare. When did he do that? A load of old cobblers, isn't it, really? Harper, do you think Harper made it in the kitchen? Harper picked up some cream, threw it on the floor, they scraped it up, went, face cream! And Harper went, I did that, Daddy. I mean, honestly, he actually designed face cream. Do us a favour, Dave, honestly, you're not that bright. Adele breaks her silence as she vows to remember who she is. You're Adele, dear. Look in the mirror, that's you, that's Adele, OK? After claims that they're already divorced. And Jude Law has married Philippa Cohen. He's 46, she's 32 in a surprise intimate ceremony. He looks good, though. He looks good. Daniel Craig, cruising the Caribbean on a custom-built sailboat, joining his hunky stunt double, Jean-Charles Rousseau, during the second day of filming for Bond 25 in Jamaica. They always pick these exotic locations, don't they? I think I might go myself. I think I will. I shall go to Jamaica. I'll be back with you tomorrow, Friday. Long programme tomorrow. Well, not for me, but for Ian Dale. Long 6 hours. 6 hours looking at something called an election. I'm having nothing to do with it at all. There might be some politics after four, because if you remember from last time round, we ended up getting all the results. We were the lucky programme that had nothing to do with the whole thing, but ended up getting all the results in, because that's the time they start coming in. So you will be with me tomorrow, won't you? We'll weave it into all the other stories that make the news. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.